Greetings, everyone, and praise be Jesus Christ. Last week, as summer season continued, we began reading from Matthew 13. And fittingly enough, we saw Jesus down by the shore. It wasn't the Jersey Shore, but it was along the shore of Lake Galilee. Matthew tells us that Jesus went down to the sea, and there he got into the boat and began teaching, and a large crowd gathered on the shore to listen to him. If you remember, he began teaching them in parables last week, the sower and the seed. And this week, those parables continue, as does Matthew 13. In fact, we're given this week three more parables: the weeds and the wheat, the mustard seed, and the leaven. All three of these are very familiar to us. But it's that first parable today, the weeds and the wheat, that gets the most attention. It raises the most questions, not only for us today, but even for the apostles in their day. And that is the very parable that when they get Jesus alone, that they ask him about. I think there's a great consolation in that. Whenever we hear stories of injustice, whenever we hear something wrong, we can easily react. We can get mad. And in hearing about this field, this farmer that sowed good seed and up comes the bad weeds, it begs a question. Who did it? We seek answers. And it's not just us. It's the common human experience. What's so beautiful is that the apostles bring all of their questions to Jesus, and he gives answers. In fact, Jesus gives very clear answers. He teaches them, the good seed are the children of the kingdom, and it's God who plants them. The bad seed are the children of the evil one, and it's the devil. The harvest is the end of time, the end of the age. The harvesters are the angels. This teaching, it gives us great clarity. It has great meaning. And it's important. Jesus affirms the reality of evil. He's not blind to the weeds. He affirms judgment, and it's his. And finally, he reminds them that there is a time clock. There is an end. In some ways, we could see this parable continuing the one from last week. That yes, in life, in the garden of God, it's not just the type of soil that we're in that matters, but it's all the other things around us that matter. But to know that there is a harvest. My friends, that's what makes everything matter in the right way. This fuller narrative that we hear today is not just a fuller narrative about a garden image, about a parable story, but in reality, it's about our own human life. In our own life, in the garden of God, in the garden of our own self, there's weeds and wheat. But to know that there is a direction, there is an end, there is a harvest, my friends, this gives us reason to hope in faith, hope, and love. And so one of the common themes here is the value and the importance of patience, of perseverance, of trust in the Lord, in the farmer, in God. Patience, perseverance, and trust. But there's another gift that we can seek and we can ask for. And it's the gift of wisdom. That as we navigate through the particulars of our life, the good and the bad, we can seek, we need to seek, if we're going to live well, the gift of wisdom. The apostles knew this. They went to the Lord with their questions. How beautiful, how important, how good. It's always good to go to the Lord first with our questions before we go to other people, before we go to social media or Google. Go to the Lord. You see, He's the source of wisdom. The Holy Spirit is the gift of wisdom. And in our lives, God has provided streams of wisdom. People who have been mentors, people who have gone before us, people who have navigated the weeds, and they did so very well. They're not reactionaries, they're not calloused, but actually holy men and women who have gone before us. We all need such mentors. And this weekend, I would encourage you to call them to mind, to give thanks to God for those people in your life whose lives have taught you, whose wisdom has been a gift. One person that comes to my mind is my first pastor, Monsignor Burke. And I can tell you that so often as I navigate priesthood, as questions and not knowing what to do comes to my mind, I will pause and I'll think of Monsignor Burke. This weekend, we celebrate World Day of Prayer for Grandparents. We celebrate it because the Pope asked us to celebrate it. It's the third year for it. And we celebrate it this week because this week we celebrate the Feast of Saints Anne and Joachim, the grandparents of Jesus. And Pope Francis, in highlighting the role of grandparents, is reminding us that we need mentors. We need to respect, to acknowledge those who have gone before us, those who have lived life before us, who have wisdom. And my friends, that gift of wisdom is what we need. I close with this quote from the Pope's letter to us about this third World Day of Prayer for Grandparents. I quote, "To better appreciate God's way of acting, let us remember that our life is meant to be lived to the full, and that our greatest hopes and dreams are not achieved instantly, but through a process of growth and maturation. In dialogue and in relationship with others, those who focus only on the here and now, on money and possessions, on having it all now, are blind to the way God works. His loving plan spans the past, the present, and the future. It embraces and connects generations. It is greater than we are, yet it includes each of us, and it calls us at every moment to keep pressing forward. For the young, this means being ready to break free from the fleeting present in which virtual reality can entrap us, preventing us from doing something productive. For the elderly, it means not dwelling on the loss of physical strength and thinking with regret about missed opportunities. Let us all look ahead." My friends, the parables that Jesus teach are meant to teach us. And there is something, there is someone to be learned, someone to be welcomed. This week, as we navigate the weeds and the wheat, let us pray for this beautiful grace, not merely to grow old, but to grow more mature. Let us thank God for the mentors that He has given us, and inspired by them, let us continue to seek the wisdom that will mature us, the wisdom that will make us more like God. God be with you.